The next piece, this is the biggest piece that we're going to be talking about in basically the entire episode, because if you have not seen the final episode of Mandalorian Season 2, go watch that. If you care about spoilers anyway, go watch that before you listen to this, because there is some stuff in here that it's a little spoilery if you haven't watched that episode. Hello, once again, nerds. Another off-season episode. I was debating whether or not I was even going to do this episode, but there's a couple of things that justify it, I suppose. So we ended up doing it. Thank you for joining me. I, as always, am Dustin, generally nerdy, you know, all of the things. I say this a lot and I end up rambling, but this is totally going to be a short episode for a number of reasons, not the least of which being we don't have all that much stuff to talk about. So, without further ado, let's hit that intro. Okay, so in the vein of intros and things, everything is going well. Again, a little bit slower than anticipated, so it might be the third week of January before we get back into regularly scheduled episodes, but things are definitely progressing. I still have some of the in-between bumpers that I'm going to do. I'm going to add some tunes and a little bit of music and things, so... And then for the video side of things, there's definitely going to be a lot more fixes to make my editing process go much faster. So, all of that being said, thank you for joining me again for this Nerd News Headlines update. And we're jumping right into it. Again, no music because, I don't know, just I feel like the nature of music news makes it a little bit difficult for this abbreviated format. So it is what it is. There were no great rumors that I came across, sadly. So we're just going to continue on into TV streaming. And in TV streaming, we have two things. First up is the announcement, as a follow-up technically, is an announcement for Lock and Key. Lock and Key has now been officially renewed for Season 3 on Netflix, even though we haven't seen Season 2 yet. So... I mean, it was what it is. Season 1 was sufficient. It wasn't great by any stretch. Having only read a handful of the books myself, I enjoyed it just fine. My girlfriend, though, found all of the things wrong with it and kind of explained that as we were going. So, very interesting that they've renewed it for a Season 3 because it was kind of a slightly higher than lukewarm reception. But, I mean, we'll see what happens with Season 2 if they can redeem themselves and justify that Season 3. And then the next piece, this is the biggest piece that we're going to be talking about in basically the entire episode, because if you have not seen the final episode of Mandalorian Season 2, go watch that. If you care about spoilers anyway, go watch that before you listen to this, because there is some stuff in here that it's a little spoilery if you haven't watched that episode. It was amazing. You owe it to yourself to watch the best 16 hours of Star Wars programming since the 80s. That's right. I am putting Mandalorian right up there with the Holy Trilogy, baby, especially after that last episode. Anyway, so... spoiler warning out of the way, we have a couple of things to talk about. There has been a lot of back and forth with this Book of Boba Fett nonsense. What is the Book of Boba Fett? Well, we have official words. If you have not heard, if you haven't been keeping as close an eye on it because you have a day job, much like me, then I am here to kind of iron out some of those issues and explain exactly what is going on. So... the half of this we will have to reserve for the rumors side of things, and some of this I will probably reiterate in the rumors side, but as it stands right now, the Book of Boba Fett is a thing that is happening. It is going to be, as it stands right now, it is only going to be a season of this show. Very potentially could spin off into a second season. It depends on the first one. It depends on a lot of mitigating factors, which, again, we will get into in the rumor section. But it is not season 3 of The Mandalorian. Let me repeat that. The Book of Boba Fett is not season 3 of The Mandalorian. There is a bunch of reasons to believe, this has not been announced, but there is plenty of reason to believe that the third season of The Mandalorian will not happen until 2022. Not the least of which being all of the things on Filoni and Favreau's plates, let alone Pedro Pascal's plate. So, when Kathleen Kennedy said in the Disney Plus, investors meeting thing, when she said that the next chapter was going to happen December of 2021, she did not say the next season. So, kind of a little bit of wordplay, a little silly that you know, it's a semantic error or a semantic issue, but that is exactly what it is. This is set in the universe. It is set in the time frame of The Mandalorian, but it is not going to be The Mandalorian Season 2. Again, not for the least of which reason being, Boba Fett is not a Mandalorian, so it couldn't have been Mandalorian season three. I'm sorry. So again, there is a little bit more that is speculative and rumor, so we will be talking about that in the rumor section. That is everything for TV streaming, so we're going over to movies now. Movies, this one's technically a follow-up, though I don't remember bringing it up and I couldn't find the notes for it, so not really a follow-up, but still kind of an awesome thing if you're into horror movies or fantasy, or you want to see how the two can combine. Well, there's this movie that's coming out called The Green Knight by A24, which is the same production studio that gave us Hereditary and Wonder, I can't remember, all of those crazy ones from the Lighthouse with Robert Pattinson and Willem Dafoe. Just a really interesting production company is giving us this fantasy horror movie called The Green Knight. July 30th, the reason we're talking about it now, the official release date has been announced, July 30th of 2021, and they did say specifically that it will be released theatrically first. So there you go. Our only other piece in movies comes back to Boba Fett, but in a different way and in a much sadder way for the movie section. The very first actor to put on what we now know as Mandalorian armor was a man named Jeremy Bullock. Jeremy Bullock has passed away at the age of 78 due to Parkinson's disease. So we are going to have a moment of silence for the original Boba. Okay, moving right along, we have gaming and tech, and there is no comic books, so we are down two sections for the episode, but, you know, it is what it is. It's a real quickie. First up is the second largest thing we're probably going to be talking about this entire episode, and that is Cyberpunk 2077. I have not yet purchased my copy of Cyberpunk 2077 for a plethora of reasons, all of which being it is buggy as hell. So it is so bad for current gen consoles, so Xbox One and PlayStation 4. It is so buggy for those current generation consoles that Sony has removed it from the digital. You can no longer download it for your PlayStation 4. And if you already purchased it for your PlayStation 4, Sony and CD Projekt Red, the development company behind the game, have said you can get a refund. And over on the Microsoft side of things, you can get a refund there as well, though they have not pulled the digital version from their store, but they are offering you a refund regardless. So that's part of it. And jumping on the action, Best Buy and GameStop both are offering physical refunds for physical copies. So just kind of all over bad. CD Projekt Red has said in multiple releases at this point that they are sorry they did not focus enough on current generation consoles, which it kind of does not make a whole lot of sense that they didn't, because there's 10 times the number of current gen consoles as next gen consoles. So why? But, I mean, at this point, it's kind of, you just got to fix it, right? There have been no major issues, I guess I should say, no major issues concerning the PC version or the next-gen version, so PlayStation 5, Xbox Series versions, as well as very little issue. Oh, and this is a side note. There is the ability, you cannot purchase it for the Switch, but there is an ability to play it on the Switch. I didn't look really far into that because, again, I've been working on other things, but there is a hack that you can get Cyberpunk 2077 on your Nintendo Switch And apparently it runs better than it does on your PlayStation 4 or Xbox One. So, you know, there's that. And also, the best way, apparently, to do it is on Google Stadia, which this is probably the only time anyone will ever recommend playing Stadia over some other console, but play it on the Stadia if you've got it. There's a 30-day free trial over on Google for the Stadia. You can download it right now and play it. It's pretty amazing. So, yeah, all of that being said, it's been quite the cluster F over at CD Projekt Red. There has been one update so far. It has not 100% fixed the issues. It has only, that first update only fixed the issues within the first like 4 hours of the game. And even then, there's still a plethora of other issues in even the first 4 hours of the game. So it is going to be a long time before we get to the end of this issue. I don't know. I'm just not going to interject too much of my personal thoughts on that. We're just gonna move on. The next piece has to do with Halo. So 343 and Microsoft have just announced that what's the date? December of 2021. I don't think there was a specific date in December, but December of 2021, we'll see the end of support for the old versions of the Master Chief games. So the original Xbox versions, the Xbox 360 versions of those first four games are no longer going to be online supported. Like, you will still be able to do link play. You'll still be able to do a lot of things. You just won't be able to do matchmaking effectively. There is a little bit more to it than that. There's not going to be any more updates, so they're not going to fix any netcode or anything like that. But by and large, the online portion of that game, as far as multiplayer goes, is going to be non-existent as of December of 2021 because they're moving forward with their lives, man. The Halo 4 came out like 6 years ago, longer than that even. 10 years ago? I can't remember. It's been a long time since Halo 4 came out, so you can't really blame them. This does not affect the Master Chief Collection. Master Chief Collection is running on different netcode, is running on different servers. So you have no issues if you already own the Master Chief Collection. I made the upgrade a little while ago, and honestly, it was totally worth it. So that being said, that is all we have in gaming and tech. Like I said, there is no comic book discussion for this episode, so we're moving right over to the rumor mill, and we're going to start things off with Mandalorian Season 3. All right, so, like I said, there is plenty of reason to believe that Season 3 will happen in 2022. We do know for certain that Pedro Pascal has signed on to come back. That has been confirmed through one of his body doubles, Brendan Wayne. We also know that it's largely due to scheduling issues. So the rumor here is that Mandalorian Season 3 will be 2022. I know I already addressed that in the first time we talked about Mandalorian for the episode. So I'm putting this likelihood at like 95%. There is so very much little wiggle room here for this not to happen that it's kind of ridiculous. Moving right along, we have an update rumor, additional rumor, whatever, to the Aquaman situation that's going on. So we're not going to talk about Amber Heard. We're not going to talk about Johnny Depp. That is what it is. It will hopefully be decided soon-ish so we can move on with our lives because honestly, it's a little ridiculous, but, you know, there it is. So the other side of that is obviously Johnny Depp was fired from Fantastic Beasts, the third movie, and it was a very public thing. We talked about it here on the show, and now Amber Heard is potentially, according to this rumor, is potentially going to be phased out of Aquaman. The rumor is it's from a different source this time. The rumor is that Amber Heard's part is going to be written in such a way that if they have to diminish it, because they cannot take her out of the movie. She has a contract for so many movies. So they cannot take her out of the movie unless they want to pay her, much like they had to pay Johnny. So they are going to be keeping her at least in Aquaman 2 going forward. Who knows? Depends on the outcome of the court case. But they are not only going to be doing that was the rumor we talked about before, but now, as a result of the potential of that, they are looking to cast another female lead in the movie. This female lead, according to the rumor, they're looking specifically for somebody of Asian American descent of some kind. That part is kind of irrelevant. I feel like it should be specifically the best person for the job, unless there's like a specific reason that this person has to be of a certain ethnicity. It is what it is. So likelihood that this is the case, this is technically a rumor based on a rumor because... Again, the first rumor is that they're going to minimize Amber Heard's part. So this rumor is that because of that, they're going to then do this. I can't go above 50%, though I do believe that this is the case. So we're putting it right at 50-50. This is going to be what happens. Next, we have a new Daredevil rumor. This rumor, again, based on another rumor, says that Daredevil will be in an R-rated style, much like the next Netflix show, which then presumably means it's going to be released on Hulu. It is going to be R-rated and again starring Charlie Cox. So the only new part to this rumor, again, another source bringing us this one, is the R rating style. Again, it's a TV, so it's really TVMA, but whatever. Likelihood for this, rumor based on rumor, cannot go above 50%. I don't think this is as pivotal for this character as it is for, say, Deadpool. So I feel like that kind of lends a little less to the credency. It does come from a pretty solid source, though not one of the best. So that kind of is six one way, half a dozen the other. Percentage of likelihood that this is the case, I think it's pretty possible. I don't know that it's super possible. I honestly think if I had to guess blind, I would say they were not going to do this. They were going to lean pretty hard into a PG-13 style rating show. But we're going to put this right about 30% likelihood that we will see a really hard R style TV show with the Daredevil. Next is another Warner Brothers HBO Max rumor. This one has to do with the Batman universe, very specifically a new villain in the Batman universe. Punchline is rumored to be getting her very own WB-produced series over on HBO Max. There's a lot of reasons why this kind of makes sense. Getting behind that mentality of production houses not believing in their audience and people thinking that, well, if we put out three different kinds of the Joker, then everybody's going to be confused. So that's why they're not going to do the Joker, reportedly, according to the rumor. And then Harley Quinn being as Margot Robbie is kind of... Harley Quinn, they couldn't really afford Margot Robbie for a TV series, so they wouldn't want to do, because they're trying to do, much like Disney's trying to do, they're trying to incorporate the HBO Max series into their movie universe as much as possible. So that being the case, again, this kind of makes sense. Likelihood that Punchline will get a series of her own. Now, herein lies the rub, because Punchline is a very new character. Granted, she's been pretty well received by the fans. So, a rather new character in the DC universe. I feel like kind of lends against the credence of this, the credibility of this, I should say. Sorry, words. So I'm going to put this right about 55, a little bit more than halfway there, but not only a little bit. Because of her relative obscurity, I don't think now is the time that Punchline will be seeing a series on HBO Max. So now we're moving on to the next bit of Star Wars rumor. The first bit is a lot of fun, and I hope it is true. That is that Kira and Darth Maul have been... the subject of, this is kind of an amalgamation of rumors. They've been the subject of a number of different rumors, placing them into the new canon, the new Disney canon going forward ever since the Solo thing happened. So there have been a number of rumors placing them together. I heard one that said that they were going to be part of a series themselves, just the two of them. That is not going to happen. I can tell you that for 100% certain. But there is also rumors saying that we will probably see Darth Maul in the Obi-Wan series, which makes a lot of sense. There's another rumor placing the both of them in the Lando series, which also makes a lot of sense, again, considering what happened in Solo. And then there's also a rumor placing both of them into the Rangers series, which doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, but... maybe. So we're going to attack this one, and then there's another Star Wars rumor. We're going to do this one first, so... the likelihood that we will be seeing Kira and Darth Maul in a series. Very specifically, which series, I can't say for certain. Again, it makes a lot of sense for Obi-Wan. It makes a little bit more sense to me for Lando. But in a series, I'm going to say that's about a 60% likelihood. There's a pretty strong possibility there. The two of them getting a series together, absolutely not. And also in the new Rangers of the New Republic series, probably not. That's maybe a 5%. But at the other two series, those are pretty freaking likely. And then our other rumor for Disney, or for Star Wars rather, before we move out of here and back over to comic book stuff, is Disney's plan to save the franchise, quote unquote, according to the rumor. And this one comes from actually a number of sources. Very specifically, there's been three different reports that I've read that have kind of been along the same line. First off is Grogu is going to be key to saving the series. Again, spoiler alerts, if you have not watched the last episode of Mando, you should not be listening to me if that's the case. Grogu is going to be key to this, and his relationship with Luke is going to be key to this. Variations on this rumor are that Luke is going to train him in a series, and then he's going to come back to The Mandalorian, which then means the season 3 for The Mandalorian is going to have a little bit of a time jump. Kind of makes sense. I don't necessarily buy it. I think they're going to test the waters and see how Mando does without Baby Yoda, but, you know, maybe that's just me. But then there's also another rumor saying that after he's done with Luke, then he is somehow going to be trained by Anakin, which seems like a bit of a stretch. And then all of the rumors kind of come around to the same point, in that Grogu is going to be the new answer to balancing the Force in the universe after Anakin's death. He's, you know, the balance goes crazy every so often, so now Grogu's in charge of balancing the Force. I think this is a lot of fun. I still don't know how much I can get behind this ousting of Kathleen Kennedy, all of the things that everyone hates. I understand why there's so much hate. I am honestly kind of in the same boat in a lot of respects. I do not appreciate some of the choices that have been made as far as Star Wars goes, so I understand why people want this to be a thing. I can't, even considering how good these sources are, not any source is 100% right ever. So I cannot put a lot of stock in this. Is Grogu going to be the center for a lot of shows? Is Grogu going to be very important? Absolutely. Is Grogu going to reboot the Star Wars universe? No, I think the possibility for this to be the case, the possibility for Luke and that's I don't think that's very likely at all. But the possibility for them to be rebooting the universe, I feel like, is pretty slim by comparison. So because I want this to be the situation, we're going to bump it up a little bit, but I can't bump it up any higher than 30%. If we get a little bit more rope from Disney, if we get a little bit more from Favreau and Filoni, and we kind of see Kathleen Kennedy take steps back and maybe Feige take a couple of steps in, like we keep hearing rumors that might happen, then maybe the percentage of that's going to raise. But as it stands at this very second, 30% is all I got. And then our final piece of rumor also has to do with Disney. This time we're back over in the Marvel side. And this is a new rumor that I honestly didn't think I would hear. We'll just get to it. Jessica Jones is rumored to be coming to Disney Plus, and also Kristen Ritter is rumored to be coming back to play the show, or to play the lead for the show. This is if we see Charlie Cox. If we see Charlie Cox, then this will have a little bit more credence. I feel like there is so much if about this, and this source is super weak. I cannot give this much more than about a 25% likelihood at this current point in time. There is a lot that could happen in the next couple of months or even year that changes this. I just don't see Jessica Jones. I know it did fairly well on Netflix, though it was kind of the one that slipped in under the radar. So I don't know how likely Disney is to want to try to capitalize on that when it may or may not have made much money. 25%, that's all we got. That's the end of the episode, nerds. What did I miss? What should we talk about? Honestly, I don't know if there's going to be an episode next time. So I do have to try and play a little bit more catch up on these assets. So I might see you next week. I will obviously see you the week after. We will be talking in the new year, and then it could be 2 weeks, could be 3 weeks into January before we get back to our twice weekly show. Thank you very much again, nerds. We will see you in the next one. Before I head out, make sure that you go support all of the platforms, because I do put this show out on multiple platforms, not the least of which being Nerdy Legion, as well as Black Lion Endeavors Entertainment. So there's a lot of stuff going on. You can find me on pretty much any of the socials. Maybe not Parler, but that's probably a good thing, right? Anyway, so yeah, lots of stuff going on. Thank you very much, nerds. Before we head out, always, always remember that if it's generally nerdy, it's probably here.